Yeah, why have they been making it really
Some people just like talk real loud.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody.
Rock and roll, Daddy O.
Yes, it's Friday, and somewhere,
over the rainbows.
It is starting to turn into Saturday.
It is Saturday. It is Saturday in the UK right now.
Yeah, it is. So, welcome, Facebookers. Glad to have you with us. If those of you who are listening on Blog Talk would like to see us in action, pop on over to the Psychic Love Doctor show page. Now, you'd still need to call in for your reading, but then you can at least see us as we're giving you your reading. Blog Talkers, thank you for being with us. I noticed that we are gaining followers and listeners around the world, and I love that. Because one of the first things I learned in the 30 plus years that I've actually been giving readings and studying this method, it's amazing. We can all have different cultures, different ethnicities, you know, it can all be different, but love is love, no matter where we are in the world. It's a unifier, you know, people have asked me, what do the cards say is the secret to happiness? And the secret to happiness is loving simplicity, which is cool. That's why I think a lot of people, that have a lot of wealth, and they go and they buy 5-6 homes, and they've got yachts, and they've got, you know, Mercedes-Benz and all of this, and yet they're miserably unhappy, because that's not simplicity. And not by a long shot. So for those of you that would like to know and need to know, we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards. I'm showing them to our Facebook crowd right now. And it's important for us to clarify that this is not tarot. We're not using oracle cards. Except Jim will when he gives you a rebel card.
I'll be using a different card. Yeah, yeah. One of the ones she said.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that in a minute.
And any of the other systems that are out there. This is pure personal prophecy.
Holy bunch of peas, Batman.
Try saying that after a couple of martinis. And you're going to find that it's unique in the sense that we don't just make future pronouncements. Right. Oh, this looks like it's going to happen. Or you're going to have to do this. No. What we do is we take a trip down your path intuitively into the future and see what you might want to, you know, improve, like in a relationship. The cards are very much in tune with matters of the heart, the vibration of emotion. If your relationship seems skewed, we can find out why. If your career is at a dead end, we can find out what to do about it. So see, we have an enormous amount of power over where our future leads us, because we're creating it in the process. I love that. Makes you feel like you are empowered, that you can live the life that you dream of, rather than simply facing a hodgepodge of all different kinds of experiences and feeling you're at the mercy of everybody else. Personal prophecy will put you front and center with your own life. Yeehaw. All right, I'm turning this over to Jimbo Baggins.
All righty then. Yeah. We want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And we also would like to let the folks know, if you are an international caller or Facebook live viewer, let us know and we'll give an international shout out like we did to Liz from the UK before the show started, but we'll give her one now live.
So. Yeah, yay, Liz. Glad
so
to have you.
All ye folks in listener land can hear that Liz is here and it's after midnight there. After midnight.
Yeah.
All right. Call-in show, that is our primary means of communication, but not the only, and we'll talk about that. That number is 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in or to Skype in. And we can get Skype on. It's always an option.
Yes.
It is. When you call in, you'll hear the automated message about going on hold and listening to the show while you wait, and that's what will happen. And when you hear the show, everything's working perfectly.
And
I checked it, and it's marvelous. There's no chop-chop, no
good.
Big delays or nothing. So if you got some issues on your end, you might want to look at your cell phone reception where you are.
Did you talk about the portal yet?
Boy, you went...
I'm trying to keep us, you know, moving steady.
Let's do this.
No.
Because she starts playing around, and then she doesn't even know what I've just said. She's already talking about something I've gotten nowhere near to yet.
You've pulled my life apart.
She walks by a stream and sees a shiny object. She's got to stick her hand in the water. All right. When we take your call, because you'll be on hold and you'll be on speaker, multitasking, because that keeps you from going insane, please get off the speaker. Get off the Bluetooth if you legally and safely can. Stop multitasking. Sit down, relax, find a good place to chill, best sound area in your house, best cell phone reception, all these things if you can. And it's not because we're Nazis. It's because by the time things go through cell phone world and internet world and blocks that come out of speakers, there's a level of degradation. And if you start adding to that with all that crap, it gets really bad. We might not be able to, worst case scenario is we have to disconnect the call. That happens like maybe once every few months. But otherwise, we just go, hello, what'd you say? What'd you say? What'd you say? And it lengthens the call and it ruins your experience. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
It does. I mean, because you'll see if you're a first-time caller. The folks that do this all the time, they already kind of know these things. We say these things as reminders, maybe for somebody who just called once before. Our regulars are like, Jim, shut up. We already know this.
And if you are new, you're only a newcomer once. And don't be afraid to call in because we have a bunch of regulars that are super supportive, and you'll be surprised. You putting your question out, that will involve the entire globe. There would be maybe millions that have the same question.
It's kind of like when you have a weird situation or problem you need to solve and you go, well, I'll Google it. What? You ain't the first person to have that problem. There's a ton of other people. Do you think, man, I got this weird relationship thing or I got this problem at work? It's like, you know what? You're probably not the only one that's ever had that.
Right. So don't be nervous.
Yeah, there's nothing to be shy about.
If you want to make up a name, it will not affect your reading.
Well, there's nobody that will be on the phone lines or in Facebook Live or sitting at this table that is a perfect human being.
Yes.
They do not exist.
That's very comforting, isn't
they
it?
They do not exist. Yeah. And if there was a perfect human being, bottom line is it wouldn't be a human being. That would be some kind of robot or something.
Like a super race, you know?
There's some kind of alien.
Yeah.
All right. We talked about the phone callers. Folks that are international or folks that just cannot call in, we give option B, and that's Facebook Messenger, and we will open up that option. We do every show except Monday because that's kind of not our gig. That's News for the Soul on Mondays, and they have a tight schedule, and they got a thing they got to get through.
Yeah.
But every one of our shows, we will open the floor in Facebook Messenger, and when we do, you have to be friends to Deborah Lee. And only when we tell you to messenger us, don't think you can get in line because there is no hold line thing on Facebook Messenger. So we'd have to hang up on you. And I believe, and also last thing, and we will do this, sometimes phone lines are a little slow, messenger's a little slow, and you're sitting there on your keyboard, all I can do is type, I can't do anything. We will turn to folks that will type the question. We shall do so.
I never say never. Right. And I also want to mention before I forget, because once we get into the...
I forgot something too, so go ahead.
Okay.
You first.
Well, are you sure?
Yep, you first, me second.
First of all, I want to remind everyone, in case, and if you don't know, then this won't be a reminder. This will be a new announcement. I am running a special offer right now on reading. In fact, I've had my arm twisted, and one of my one of my frequent flyers, you could say, said to me, oh, couldn't you extend this till the end of the month? And by golly, I'm going to do
Holy
it.
Holy crap.
This is the good news. Buy a reading, you get one free. Buy two readings, you're going to get two free.
That's 2 weeks still, yeah.
Yes,
today.
And you know what, though? A lot of times people afterwards go, oh, shucks. Wish I could have gotten in on that. And people are banking. They're putting in the bank here. I record them, and I'll keep track of them.
Or
you can also give them away as gifts, and there's no, like, time limit on them. So, you know, there was another point about that I wanted to mention.
I
guess not.
About your rates going up.
Oh, that's the bad news. I'm doing this because as we get further toward the end of the year, it's imperative that I have to raise my fees. I've tried to stay as, reasonably priced as I can. However, I've got a website that's practically an antique now. I need to get it updated. And also, you know, things are just regular things, utilities and rent. And
that's life. She hasn't raised her rates probably for 15 years,
probably.
I would say. And that's unsat.
So if you're a person that thinks you might want a reading, now would be the time because you don't have to use it immediately. You can save it. So that's my commercial for the show.
What I forgot was at the end of your reading with Deborah, and the keyword is end.
I thought it was yeehaw. That's angel.
Holy crap. That sure ain't no angel card, is it?
Oh, we have to describe them too.
Well, after I talk about that, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I have to tell them. That's every show except this one. When you hear,
yeehaw!
Do it again.
Yeehaw!
That means your reading with Deborah is over. We have to move on. We have to move on. It's if you have a personal private reading off air with Deborah, you get the whole time slot, many questions you want. You can monopolize her time because it's your time. But we have callers. We have people on Facebook. We have a lot of stuff going on. So when you hear...
Yeehaw!
Question and answer time's over.
It's
with
your
Deborah.
Time for
question and
your
answer time's card. Over. Don't say, oh, one more. I'll be, wouldn't be prudent. We're going to do a rebel card. One card for the road. It's cool. They're rebel. It's not any kind of, there's no rainbows and sunshine in here. It's not necessarily crude, rude, but.
It's in your face.
It's to the point. There's
very
no.
Very honest.
There's nobody, it's not a donut shop. Nobody's sugarcoating squat in these cards, all right?
Yeah.
And we have to replace lots of words in here. Just. Because some people may be offended with the words
like
that are printed on the cards. That is a fact.
But it's
Jack.
It's amazing how they resonate with the readings.
And they can't, or sometimes not the readings. If they keep coming back, it's your life that we don't even know about.
Yes.
And you have to just, if it hits you right away, some people it does. Some people they have to think about it. Oh, I'll have to think about that, you know, when I get off the show. And maybe tomorrow, then next day you wake up and you go, oh, that's what that rebel card was saying. Son of a gun.
Alrighty,
son
then.
Of a biscuit. All right, let me see here. Let me. We're gonna go to you callers. Do not fret. You've been holding patiently. We thank you. I am losing my mind trying to find. Oh, there we go.
Losing.
I must have been deleting in my like sleepwalking, deleting stuff. Anyway, all right. Let's do it. Let's rock and roll. We're going to area code 507, which is in Minnesota. We will
our homeland.
Our home and native land. Oh, it's not Canada.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Well, there she
Judy.
Is.
Judy.
Yes.
Judy. I love that, Jimbo.
From Minnesota. We hail from the north.
Does that good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you were right. I went in, and I won right away.
So you do know. Well,
you do know.
A little bit.
I mean, she knows that kind of stuff maybe a little bit, but those real hardcore
stuff.
That hurts, so.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what I'm after, because I financially am so bad off right now, is like a big jackpot, and I got five hand payouts in 21, but I haven't got a one in 22. And that's what I'm wondering on my finances, if they're going to get any better.
There
they handed out $210,000 two different hand pays, and I saw a $3,000 one, and I'm in really, like, in trouble with my house and everything, so I mean, that's probably not a good reason to be going, but I don't know how else to do it.
I don't have cards.
She could be out in a bar drinking every night.
No.
At least she's doing something.
I'm
social,
okay with it. That's cool, but I'm saying don't bank on
winning.
Casino keeping your mortgage alive.
Oh, I know, guys. I know that. It did help when I won last, in 21, though. I mean, I was so responsible. I went out and I paid my house taxes. I got new tires on my car, all kinds of stuff.
Very smart. So you got to go there in moderation. You know, we talked about that. Like you said, I have this much I'm coming in with, and if I win this much, I'm leaving because I might just lose it if I keep going. And you have to stick to the guns. And there's going to be days you're going to go in there and you're going to go right to that lose limit quick. You got to just leave.
Yeah, it's hard
to think.
Deborah, what are you seeing the cards for financial stuff? And, I found out from my vet, Bella, she will be going to the Rainbow
Bridge.
I maybe got a year with her. There's something she's got, and it costs, like, for the procedure for them to tie these things off in her throat, it's about $10,000. So, and there's no way.
Well, and plus, a lot of times when those big procedures like that, there's not even a guarantee.
No.
Right. No, it's not. He told me, and he wouldn't even recommend it for her because she's so old.
Yeah, there's probably a suffering point afterwards with a major surgery. We've had to do this. I have six urns of ashes from past loved ones, so I've been there. I got six.
I'm sorry, Jim. I know it's hard.
And you have to, you hate to
mine are going to be right with Bella. I'm gonna have mine together with her because that's how much I love her.
Sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
And
sure.
You know, when I've asked dogs in spirit, they have said, "I hate to leave." Their owner, their master. They hate to leave you.
Because they love us so
and
much.
They will live in suffering for that love.
They would. I mean, we've had some dogs do some really heart-wrenching things because they love us so much. So, yeah.
But one other thing they always say to me is, have her or him bring new life into the house.
Rescue another baby.
Yeah.
After you get over it.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. You guys.
Everybody's different.
But
some
what?
People do it right away. Some people wait a year, 6 months. They don't like anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I listened to Jacob last night, and he says, "I love my mom." It's so cute.
Oh, I did go back and listen. Cool.
That is so cool.
Oh, yeah. I listened to it on the way there.
He starts work tomorrow.
He's actually coming over for a – yeah, he's coming over here, though, because he wants a beef commercial – from mom, potatoes, carrots, gravy, roast,
sounds like good old pot roast, it sounds like.
Boy.
Yeah, he loves my roast beef, so we're going to have that together, and then I'm going to help him probably with his clothes a little bit.
Yeah, pot roast.
Iron his pants or whatever, and then he's going to work, so.
Yep.
Well, what time should we come for the big dinner that you're
That would be nice. We love potlucks.
Anytime. I was thinking, God, you're going to be so close. I'd like to meet you in person.
Oh, I know. It depends if we have a layover in Minneapolis.
It wouldn't be a layover. It would have to be get stranded overnight.
Yeah,
basically.
Well, we'll see. We'll have to just see.
Right.
we don't want to pull for our misfortune of getting stuck in Minneapolis when.
Yeah.
I mean, there would have to be a catastrophic problem. We're getting into Duluth at Tucson.
Yeah, I know. But I meant the next when we come back.
Come back?
We'll
never
see.
Know. Yeah.
All right. Let
One
me
never
talk
knows,
to you
right?
about your finances.
Yeah, your reading.
Now, you're going to need to do a little research on this. Maybe Jacob could help you. But there have been new state programs, and we've had one out here for a very long time, that people that qualify, and they let people make, like, at the time, we could be bringing in $100,000 a year, and they would help us with, even at that amount of income. They would come in and do all the reparations that you need. And what they do is they add it to, like, your house's, like, title or...
I think she's talking about making rent, not making the place look better,
well,
right?
Well, I thought
right?
she said there.
Well, no, I'm everything, Jimbo. Everything I need. Yeah, she's that's good that she's telling me that.
Okay,
they won't take it from you until the house were to someday sell, and it's interest free. It comes right from your local government.
Yeah, you have to check every state, every city.
I forgot
different programs.
What it was called here.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, it's a city thing here.
Yeah, but you could look into it. They've got programs out there
that will
help you.
Okay, I've got that written on state program.
State or local. Yeah, well, it might be
local.
Local okay. might not. Well, state will pop under local.
Well, remember, we're a commonwealth, so we're like lost in the past.
I'm just saying, sometimes it's the cities that do it.
Okay.
Got me?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Deb. I'm sorry.
Now, I'm trying to remember. There's been so many people, Judy.
Yeah.
You're not widowed, are you? Do you have a husband?
No. Remember, I'm Jacob's dad. He was very emotional and physical abusive, and I divorced his butt and got rid of him. My daughter was 8, I believe, at the time. She's 20 now, and I put up with it, but I don't know how I did it, but I did it.
Well,
for my kids, because I didn't know. I looked at them and thought, how am I going to take care of them? And he was a big bread maker, and, well,
yeah.
I even got alimony out of him, so if that tells you anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, you did it for the right reason. That's all you can say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't hang your head.
I did the same thing.
And millions of people are doing that.
I walked out with a loaded .45 pointed at my back,
yeah.
And I had 3 little kids with me, my sons, and I said, don't look back.
That's why there's so many shelters and help places out there, because it's more common than
so when you say, you know, I can feel how negative and dark he is. Well, no shit.
Yeah, he's here. But it's only to, there's something coming up, and I feel like he'd want to antagonize you over something.
Hmm.
So keep, just bear that in mind.
Yeah, she doesn't really have a clue what it is, but it could be some reason that he would.
Oh, I do, though, Jimbo.
Yeah.
See, when I turn 62, then I can draw my Social Security off him.
Yes, you can. Yes,
and
you
it's
can.
Legal, and he can't stop it.
I took it at 62. My husband had just passed away.
Well, he was not here really.
But I didn't know how my health might hold out. So, and you know, he had an ex-wife, and she should have, for being as smart as she was on how to cleverly do things.
I don't think she was smart.
Well, she married somebody else. And had she stayed single, she would have gotten some of his Social Security, too. So, anyway.
And probably the retirement.
It's going to come. You are going to be able to almost miraculously get these things taken care of. You know, I see you sitting pretty, and it's probably because you'll have Social Security added. And if he was a good breadwinner, it'll be.
It could be a good chunk of cash.
Nice chunk of
good
cash.
Chunk of cash.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he's way over $100,000 a year.
So, anyway, all in all, I do feel there's going to be resolution for that. Look into those programs and don't be afraid to call and just ask for help to be pointed in the right direction.
Sure. The internet
actually,
the internet has a lot of good resources out there. Just don't wildly click things. That's all.
Because
there's a lot of crap out there that people are trying to lure, that are trying to prey on people that are looking for help.
Yeah, true.
Which is horseshit in the world we live in, but
That's right.
It is.
So, well, we want to wish Jacob, a first day, great day. It looked great. Oh. I think you put that in the show recording.
They say he's going to call us day two or whatever after that first shift. Yeah. So that'll be cool.
Well, you've got one heck of a great spot there.
Saturday at a liquor store.
Yeah, I do. He's wonderful.
Oh, I can tell. And he loves his mama.
See, I raised Jacob. Jacob came with me when I divorced him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And the saddest thing is it took me many years before I got that divorce, because I was trying to get my daughter, and instead I got alimony instead of her. But it all turned out she's amazing.
So she's in your life.
She's in the Army and college and
to
be a nurse.
And she survived all the bullshit. That's good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. They all did, but I should have divorced that guy a long, long, way before I did it. But I was
out of hindsight.
Yeah.
You have to stand, like military leaders and politics, you have to stand by your decision, because it was, at the time, it felt right.
And you didn't stay forever.
Yeah, you didn't stay forever.
That could have been doomed.
Yeah, you, at the time, you did it for the right reasons, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is, and
right.
It worked out. So there you go. Everything worked out, so it couldn't have been such a bad decision. All right,
well, take care, Judy.
Yeah!
We're not letting you go yet.
You got a Friday night's Rebel Cards. We only do these on Friday nights and no other night. Subject is love. Get some, give some. It will cheer your ass up. Love always, yeah.
Yep.
Give some love. It'll cheer you up. And your son's coming over for pot roast. Sounds like you already got that planned.
Oh, and you know, next time we'll have to talk about the men at the casino that look at you that I don't think you noticed. There's some guys.
Oh,
like,
my God, I'm going to ask you about my love life, but I've taken too much time up.
We do so many shows. Save that. Put it, write it down.
I know. I'll call next time, and we'll talk about that next time.
99.99.
Tomorrow.
Chance it will be tomorrow night, same time.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night, and thanks, guys, so much.
Awesome.
Oh,
thank you for
welcome.
Holding. We saw you holding before the show even started.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. Well, she's on hold, so I didn't hang up. I do not hang up on people. That's another thing.
Yeah.
When your reading's done, I put you back on hold, because some people are, that's the only place they're hearing the show. They don't have Blog Talk pulled up, so they want to stay. We've had people stay the whole show sometimes.
Yeah.
So I put you on hold. If you want to hang up, that's your call. Otherwise, you're welcome to sit on your cell phone. We don't have a limit. You're not going to screw things up by sitting on your phone listening to the show. It's cool. I reckon,
what?
My little squishy brain with no memory, actually starting to remember some of these.
Okay.
203, Connecticut, 203.
Connecticut, welcome to the show. Who are we speaking to?
Hello, is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. I was trying to sneak in watching a TV show while waiting.
Well, tell us, what is your first name, please?
Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Michelle, my bell.
Oh, okay. He waits for moments to be able to
do that. I love the old Beatles.
He loves to sing.
Well, the new ones aren't bad, but the old Beatles are great.
So have you called us before, Michelle?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Brand new.
Well, her voice sounds really familiar, so.
Yeah.
Hey,
never called.
Well, tell us now what brings you to the show, and a few details will really help
for me
to start building a community.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, and don't be shy.
Yeah. Okay, there's a few things going on. One thing that changed really kind of all of a sudden was my job. I all of a sudden feel like they just, stabbed me in the heart.
Wow.
Literally, that's how my heart feels. That.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All of a sudden, all of a sudden, I was, I work very hard. I do a good job. But it seems more and more I have less of a voice. And I just feel like it's proving out that they just could care less about me. So I may make a change, and I wanted to.
Well, it's interesting that you added that, because I can't tell you the number of people that have come into my office literally in tears because their job was steadily disintegrating.
Or some major shift happened and they don't even understand.
Yeah.
You can pick that up again if you want. We'll knock your light over.
And
I have to watch your ADD. I have to watch
it. Boy. Okay. And what it is, if you think metaphysically in terms of yourself, you're likely going to be seen in your reading as being, trying to find the word for it, being led to a new job elsewhere. Because a lot of times people don't realize we outgrow what we're doing in terms of a career, or, you know, a job is what pays the bill.
Yeah, some in the relationship and job world especially,
yeah.
Sometimes when things start just seem like they're closing and you're not happy and something's trying to push you out, there's a reason. Because there's something else out there waiting.
And most people,
well, sure.
Well, they end up a few months to a year later looking back and almost wanting to go and thank the people they worked for that the situation became so unbearable. That
we
they
have
got
talked
out.
To people that have said that they really wanted to go back and say, thank you guys for being jerkwads.
Yeah.
So they're making me leave because I am really happy now. Yep.
Yeah, I haven't even been there more than maybe like 8.5 months, honestly. And we were right at, and I've done a lot of work for them. I mean, I pump out a lot of work for them.
Well,
compared to a lot of people, I mean, no, actually, you know, people there are very good. They are very, very good. But I work very hard, and, you know, you'd think that they would recognize my value, and
I got a question. What approximate size is this organization? Is it small, medium? Well, how many people-ish do you think are totally there?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a large organization, but my group, I've worked in two different projects, and that's pretty small number of people, like if you look at two projects.
But
it's a large company.
The company itself is very large, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, they have
this facility alone, maybe about, I'm guessing, 1,800 maybe.
Yeah, it's nothing to sneeze at.
That's a lot.
There's nothing to sneeze at. They should have their S together.
Their shiz.
Yeah, see, once they get big enough, they should be monitoring. You know, our company does the Gallup poll of all things.
Yeah, they do.
Because they want to make sure that their stuff, because, you know, it's such a big company, they want to make sure that the people are happy. And if they're not happy, that's their chance to anonymously voice their opinion. So anyway, here we go. Back to you.
Okay, Michelle, I
want to
tell you that you are definitely being inspired through this by the higher power, could say the universe, but you are definitely going to find yourself getting a really sweet job. And there's a man right here. He's going to, I wouldn't be surprised if he'd hire you right on the spot when you interview. So it doesn't hurt to just start looking around.
Oh, it never hurts ever. If the ship looks like it even might be taking on water, you can look. It doesn't hurt.
But to
you don't have to jump off and look. You can look while you're still working.
The opportunity is bigger and better for you. The benefits are awesome. I mean, it's all here and meant for you to move on. Otherwise, think about it. You'd be perfectly happy as a clam right where you are. This wouldn't even be a consideration.
Obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's absolutely right. It's just, you know, what's happened in the past week alone. It's repetitive. It's like they keep slamming me in the same way. And it's like, I'm not going to put up with this. And you know, you get so mad, you want to go off on them. At least tell them what they're doing, make them aware of what they're really doing to you when they say these things, you know, like, you know, they made me the lead. okay, because the one guy left. Well, they didn't make me the lead. They made me the interim lead, as if, well, we're not really making you the lead. You're just a warm body. And then they got a temporary guy who's on his way to a different position, and they treat him like he's some kind of knowledgeable demigod. I have to tell you, I have probably more experience than this guy, more, you know. But they treat him like a demigod, and they treat me like I'm working for him. It's like this guy doesn't even know the first thing. He doesn't even have access to the information, and you're making it sound like I'm reporting to him.
I got a question. Is your management people that make these decisions, are they male?
They're male and female. There's a female involved too. And
the person that would have made that decision for the interim, for the lead on that, was that a male or a female?
Oh, that was a male. That was a male.
Beach bunny blanket.
Yeah, we hear this so often. Sexism is alive and well out there in the market. No.
And most of the time, you can't do a squat about it.
You can't.
No.
But, you know,
no,
it's
but
there.
I kind of want to tell them. I kind of want to tell them the message that they've repeatedly given to me when they treat you, when they just, I mean, it's been every day, boom, boom, boom. They keep hammering me. Like, I submitted a document that needed to be done and it was due. I did it. You know who they thanked? Me and the other guy.
That guy did nothing.
Yep.
You know, as if again, I'm somehow reporting to him and it was through his efforts of guiding me. You know, I mean, I want to explain to them in detail and they're not going to get it anyway.
They're probably not even going to care.
You know, and that's kind of crap on that guy's
crappy.
Though that guy should have said, too, it's like, I really didn't do anything if he had any kind of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? He's a nice guy.
He should have spoke up.
It was in an email. So,
I don't know. I think, I guess it was an email. That's one thing. But I've been recommended and given like monetary awards and stuff like this. Like, you know, that wasn't just me, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, I at least made it clear. I didn't change anything. I was like, yeah, I didn't fly this plane solo, but okay. I got you. Anyway,
you definitely need to be in a much more equitable situation and that's what's coming for you.
Yeah. And this is a very evolving situation, but you should keep calling back. We do several shows a week.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you more.
Monday's the abnormally, the anomaly.
Yeah.
Monday's show is actually on News for the Soul. That's the only way you can find us on Monday. But every other day of the week, look for us on Blog Talk. You know where to find it.
Sure, I'd like to keep up with you and keep reading on your situation. The cards can also help with interviewing.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff, and things could evolve. From today's reading to tomorrow, it could be some different stuff. You should keep calling.
So don't be a stranger.
We recommend everybody.
No, wait till you hear the card that Jim pulled out just intuitively.
This is our rebel deck. We only do it on Friday. There definitely is no sunshine, rainbows, unicorns on these cards.
Yeah.
These cards, we do a lot of word substitution because we might offend people.
Yeah, because it has like some cuss words in
They go rated PG-13.
Yeah.
No, not beyond. It's only PG-13, but it says.
You won't believe this.
Shizzle is going down with your job is the subject of the card.
And?
I flip it over. It says, reevaluate, change your perspective, or F and quit.
There you go.
Quit doesn't mean quit without a job. Quit means line up another job, and then you can kick them to the curb.
Yeah, and they won't call you reference or anything until they're very, you're going to go.
You'll know in the interview if this is the right, you know how interviews go. You'll know this is the one I want or this is, I don't want them to call squat.
Imagine if you spent 5 or 6 years under this oppressive atmosphere of being overlooked and hammered for each little thing. I mean, life's too short.
No, I there's nobody that would ever do that for that many years.
They would get, well.
I just did. I was just in a job for 4 years where I was tormented with this kind of stuff. Like, you wouldn't believe how badly.
Never do it again.
So much work. And but my daughter, I had to put my daughter through college. So I went to extraordinary lengths to just stay in that job.
Yes.
From my perspective,
understood.
This was a lesson for you to realize your true worth.
We have bills. You have a daughter going to college at the time. We're not saying just quit your job and walk away. Who the hell can do that? You got bills
Nobody.
To pay. But you can start lining up the replacement.
It's always easier
at least.
To get a job when you have a job.
Yep.
By the way,
yeah, you keep doing this.
She's
job.
Out of college now. You know, she's. I did that stint. I stayed there for four miserable years because of that. But I'm freer. I'm almost at retirement. I'm 6 months away. So. I mean, not real retirement, but Social Security.
Yeah, yeah, retirement,
right.
In general, not from one single job.
Look,
we got you. We got
things
you.
Things look good for you, and this change is going to be like a breath of fresh air.
But that door just opened, so you got to keep calling, because there's
a lot
of things brewing,
please,
so you got to keep calling.
So, Michelle, thank you very
much. Thank you for calling, and We have at least one other caller from your area code. That's why I was surprised it was Michelle when you called.
Okay.
Yep. I recognize the area code. We have another caller. Calls from there a lot.
Well, take care, and we'll watch for you to call us again.
Thank you so much.
Right. Sure.
Bye-bye.
Things are going to work out well for her.
It was a good call. She hung up. I did not kill her.
You know, it can be a really bad marriage. When you're in a roommate situation that just isn't fitting
that's a good comparison.
Like a marriage,
that's a very good comparison.
And if you hate going to work every day, well, life is too short.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning, you want to drag your feet, try to think of reasons
not
you
to
know.
Go. Oh,
I opened up the door on here. I didn't verbally do it.
Hello there, my dear.
Hello, how are you?
Her name is Luna.
I think
she lives on the
second
floor.
It's Friday, and, you know, it's kind of against the law to be in a bad mood on Friday. Oh.
Well, it's hard.
Then I'm breaking the law, then, because I'm kind of in a bad mood.
Oh, no, what's going on?
My reading tonight, I just wanted to get, like, a mental health reading.
Okay. I read your story about your son today on Facebook.
Yeah.
That, you know, we have such a screwed up country. With how things, you know, they deny people that really need a certain treatment or a certain drug or, you know, and then there's other people that are like swimming up to their necks with every kind of option available. For them, but to do it to a child, no, all right.
They did it to me today, too, because there was a medication I was needing, and, like, the first choice for that medication, I'm highly allergic to. I break out into hives.
Oh, that's bad.
So that means you could be dead the next time.
My doctor called in the second choice, but my insurance doesn't want to cover it for me. They told the pharmacist that I would have to take the first choice, even though I'm allergic to it.
No, come on.
Even though it's going to kill you, you got to do it because we don't want to cover the other one. Oh, okay, thanks.
There
Thank you very
be
much.
Some kind of complaint process.
Yeah, there has to be some
way. Where you can file, you know, a grievance. That is horrible. In other words, they were giving permission for you to go into anaphylactic shock.
Basically, possibly die.
And drop dead.
Yeah, that's reckless endangerment.
They don't want to cover the second choice, even though the second choice is, like, in the same pharmacy classes, the first choice.
They need to get
a pharmacy tech, I know all about that. But
that's right. Well,
sounds like a jackpot is involved.
The same, like, last few letters because they're in the same drug class.
Now, here's a last-ditch effort that I have seen never fail, and that is it's jumping the chain of command, but if you need this medicine ASAP, get a hold of your congressman.
Oh, yeah, that's going to take forever.
It doesn't always, and especially if they're in an election year or coming up on one, they have people that log every single letter or phone call. And they handle
I would push it up the chain at the insurance company.
Try that. But if they're all shysters.
Because you write your congressman, he may get that email 3, 4, 5, 6,
Jim,
8 days, 9 days
don't think
from now.
You should be so cynical. We've had...
You mean about politicians?
They're not all. They're not all shysters. Look at him.
I can't believe I am cynical. I am so wrong to be cynical about politics.
You could at least put a, you know, get recorded.
You could do both.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
It doesn't hurt to do many things in parallel to cover your ass. Yes.
No, it's just with Tennessee. They just pride themselves in saying, oh, we're here for special needs kids and everything. But as soon as the parents try to get something for their special needs child, nope, we don't want to take care of it.
Well, that is, oh, my God, that just burns my cookie.
Yeah,
here.
Oh, yeah, that crap pisses you off. Insurance companies, boy.
Mental health. This is going to be hard for me to say don't worry about it because you're going to worry about it.
Because you're a human and you're a mom.
But explore all of your options for getting attention for this.
Sure.
Do you have, do your media there, do they have anything like, well, we have here, what's it called?
Ten on Your Side.
Ten on Your Side or... You know,
They're
not going to want media attention, especially about a kid, child.
And sometimes if you have a family member with a certain type of affliction, there's groups out there that say, hey, we will help you. We can know a way to work around that insurance company crap.
It's really
upset.
Well, this is what I talked about with my husband. I know me and him are going through some stuff right now, but we did talk about what's going on. My son Wyatt is having gallbladder issues at the very young age of eight. It runs in the family. It's gotten shorter and shorter amount of time with each generation of when it starts to go bad. And we're trying to reverse it. And if we don't, then the only option is surgery.
Do you have a teaching hospital there? Like they have on Gray's Anatomy?
University Hospital.
We had one that we took my husband to. He couldn't stand the assembly line medicine for cancer care here in our Virginia area. So we would drive to Richmond, which was like 90 miles away.
Some of the university hospitals,
it's too bad you don't have
one, are trying to innovate and they'll work with you on the money thing.
They have cutting edge treatments. And we also dealt with National Institute of Health. I mean, I think if you start digging into this without letting it stress you out,
which is,
you know,
easier said,
I'm
going to
tell you, there's a solution coming. It's not coming immediately from the little circle of medical practitioners you've got, but I feel it's going to get attention, and you are going to get help for this.
Well, see, that's what I was telling my husband was, like, there is one other option that we can do. He could take a capsule form. He can take capsule coke because they're easy to swallow. But he would have to take it 3 times a day.
And they wanted to
compound the original medication into a liquid so it's easier for him to take and they could add flavoring to it.
Yep.
Insurance does not want to cover it because it's compounded.
Oh, my God.
Because it's compounded and... I told my husband, I said, if they won't cover it and, you know, he doesn't get the medication and has to have surgery, I told him, I said, I wouldn't be out of the question to go to the media and expose it.
You betcha.
Yeah, and a lot of these insurance companies have some kind of an appeal process. They just don't want to advertise it. They don't want people to...
And the nurses and doctors at his stomach doctor, the gastroenterologist, They've been appealing it left and right, and insurance is holding steady. They're saying, nope, we're not going
to
cover it.
Well, now you're going to have to start.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a grassroots kind of effort.
You're going to have to jump
effort.
In and just flame through all those different things.
But
the media, the insurance company, flame through them.
You know, you're
right?
Still very young. When you are older, way down the road, I see you becoming an advocate of these things. You're going to be like a rebel rouser. You're going to be that big voice out there. And I could see you appearing before Congress and pounding on the table saying, these kids are getting lost in the shuffle for proper medical care. We need leverage over the insurance companies. And I feel that you are going to really find you've got a strong voice. Wouldn't hurt to maybe, like Jim suggested, contact groups that are that are involved.
Do everything simultaneously, which makes it sound like, yeah, you got no free time. But, I mean, do, you know, insurance company, go after them. Go look for things, help on the internet with groups that are going through the same thing.
You look so upset, honey.
Yep, yep, right, the news media, congressmen, all that crap. Right, everybody. Fuck it.
It's been really hard because, you know, first they, you know, the insurance company went after my grandmother, threw her out of rehab because they didn't want to pay for 3 weeks.
Yeah, aren't they nice?
Like 3 weeks. And then my son's been through it twice, once for his, for an inhaler, and they said it wasn't medically necessary for him to have an inhaler. I'm like, oh, since when did it become not medically necessary to breathe?
Yeah.
And then now the gallbladder medication and now with my medication. It just seems like over the past couple months, it's just been like we have to fight just to get the medication.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's not right. Definitely.
I've shown you how much I pay out of my paycheck for insurance.
Oh, my God.
And can you imagine the companies also putting money in compared to that, too? They're making – that's what – they're making so much money. I know. I understand people that want to – it's like – people get into that insurance business because it's a rich business.
And it's a crooked business.
It is. Oh, we'll just deny that. We'll deny that. We'll deny that. Well, that's easy for you to say. You wouldn't deny it if it's your own damn kid.
My grandmother's very religious, and she said, you know, this greed that they're going, that people are doing, that they'll have to face judgment before God. That's
damn straight.
I could never get into that business.
If I could have your, if you could send me your email address, I will send you some, what might be some very calming guided meditations for you. They were made by the director of the metaphysical college that I attended, and I can share them. I'm not allowed to sell them. I would just as soon give them.
Yeah,
but they may help you a lot with, you know, draining that stress out of.
Yeah, because I've been having bad anxiety attacks, like to the point where I'm having chest pains, and it's my prior heart condition. So
yeah, you got to look out for number one, or you can't help anybody.
Yeah,
that's true.
You can't help anybody if you go down.
All right.
But
well,
you do see a solution coming.
Yes, definitely. And somebody is figuring very strongly in your cards. He's a man.
Yeah!
He could be like the head of a department in. You know, it could come from just about anywhere.
Yeah, right now, I mean, there's so many different things, dynamics going on here.
Seeing exactly. But yes, have faith. All right, you got a card
for
our lady?
Have faith, but do not stop squeaking. Be the squeaker where they need to give you oil, right? The squeaky wheel needs the oil, right?
Yeah.
Be a bitch.
Be a bitch.
For a guy, be an asshole. Be a dick. For a chick, be a bitch.
Yes.
All right.
Even though it's this kind of situation and everything, it's like all my life I've always been the one to be like understanding and keep calm. But I'm getting to that point of being like, nope, I'm putting my foot down.
No.
You know what? If you take a little country mouse, the little one, and you were to back it up in a corner, it will put its little feet up and fight to the death because it's been pushed and pushed and pushed back. It's now going to fight.
You know what they say when you're out there in the wilderness, never screw with a mama bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do not screw with the mama bear. You'd be better off fighting some kind of lion by itself.
Find some special interest group that would help to rally with you.
That's what we were saying. We were talking about earlier in general. I know you work a lot and you got to do a homeschooling and all that stuff. Find some time to Google because it's probably there's somebody out there with the exact same scenario.
No doubt.
And maybe they found a solution.
All right.
And lean on them. All right. Rebel card.
Come back and see us tomorrow night
or whenever
Monday,
you get a chance. We know you're busy as hell.
Take care, honey. Seriously.
All do right. not hang up.
Don't hang up.
You need a Rebel card reading. Remember, it's Rebel card. No,
forgetting
no unicorns, angels, and sugar and spice. Everything's nice. No. It says you need a good effing cry.
Yeah.
Get the ugly cry on. Let that crap go. Your soul will thank you. So there's a certain point when you get all of them.
You're
built
trying
up.
To be so strong.
Get in your car. Go to a room. Go someplace and just say, bawl like a newborn baby. It might feel a lot better.
Very very cleansing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find a movie that's sad.
Or, yeah, there you go. Take your phone into, like, a bathroom and watch a sad movie and just,
the one that always got me to give me the message, your life ain't that bad, Deb, is that movie Alive. Where that plane crashed with the soccer team.
It was like the Brazilian soccer team in the Andes, and they had to start eating dead people.
Yeah, and I have watched that as a reality.
The true story. It was back in the early 70s.
Yeah,
I think, or late,
it really
70s.
Happened.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Don't be a stranger now. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Oh. Feel bad for, you know, some people are really going through a lot.
Yeah, I know. And that's why it's like, when we complain about a few things, they're like, you know what?
No.
And I always say that. And we're human, so we're always supposed to be pissed off at our situation. Look at all these inventions out there. It's because we're lazy or we want better. And it's like the thing we had wasn't so bad, but we wanted better. So we always, like, think our life sucks. But it really doesn't. There's like, especially on the globe, there's like millions of people that would trade their lives with yours
in
a
heartbeat.
You think those are problems? Let's trade, they would say. Let's do it.
All right.
All right, first of all, I want to give an international shout-out to Melanie.
Melanie.
And another UKer.
Yep.
We like our UK folks.
Yes,
all right.
We do.
We're going to open the floor.
To you guys. Yeah, don't take any more calls now.
There's nobody here. There's no calls.
Yeah, we can do the messenger.
Yeah, and for the respondents, because if I type this, it would be faster than wait for the Facebook has about a 20 to 30 second delay, and that's an average. It
and
varies.
If they just want to write it in,
well, I said that.
Yeah,
I said that. Yes, I did say that. And we shall see. Now, Melanie asked a question I tried to answer.
Okay.
She said, what's the difference between a spirit guide and spirit? And I said, I think it's just terminology, really, right? A spirit guide or a spirit?
Well, I think it's everybody, in a sense, has their own description. For me, spirit is connected to the higher power, to the universe. It's a big voice that I hear. Spirit guide is a spirit individual that's like a guardian angel walking with us, guiding us.
Yeah, well, I took a shot and said, I think it's terminology myself.
It's
but, hey, I know nothing.
It's okay. It's whatever you really want it to be.
Oh, Liz. Now, here's Liz from the UK.
All right.
Remember, she's into, she's got a great design stuff. We've talked to her before. I'll give you some background.
She's a designer?
We've talked with her before on here. Will we work with Vogue again?
Mm.
And I'll go back and see how far back I can go back there. Let's see. Liz. I'll give you some background. She's saying that.
Right.
She says, will we be working with a corset designer again for Vogue magazine?
All right.
Last year we were helping to make corsets for Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah.
June Vogue cover, she chose Alexander McQueen, and the corset had two buckles on the front, but we did better design work. Well, she's young, but Vogue loved their work, even though they chose differently.
All right. We're going to lay these out, and I forgot to mention at the start of the show that I do use a 24-card layout for everybody's readings. This is the same one that I would be using in private sessions with you, but we would lay them down a lot more than just once.
And the new folks probably say, what does that mean, these cards? She's using an ordinary deck of playing cards, right? 52. Remember, like somebody that just joined the show like 10 minutes ago, they're like, well, she's just like, Love Doctor. I don't know what the hell she's doing. What do you mean 24 cards? Yes.
Yeah, and the layout, which is the whole... You know,
that's why we recommend if you're a Facebook person, you should follow the Psychic Love Doctor show because you can actually see this go down. I mean, I'm watching it right now. You can see the cards go down, and it's not like you're playing with a crystal ball or anything.
There's a man and a woman around this that work somewhere like in the Vogue system. Your name or your business keeps popping up in conversations when they do... They have, like, production meetings and other...
That's a big magazine.
Yeah. And they do feel that yours was better. Will you work with them again? I believe so. But don't just hitch your wagon to just one star, because you've got, oh my God, I'm sure to come through. This is amazing. Please, in your work, lead from your heart. You have the ability, Liz, to literally cause a fashion, what do I want to call it, paradigm shift, where others will want, you know, everybody's looking for what's going to be the next trend.
Yeah, you're going to blow out some kind of door to a new trend, and everybody's going to be like, oh, shit, we got to get on that train.
And you are
destined. But you're going to be the first one that's out there.
Yeah, you're destined for some major success in your work.
I bet you know she's on that verge.
I would hope to think she does, because it's huge. And you put love into your work. And, you know, there's no stronger energy or influence in the world. In the world, in the galaxy, whatever.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah.
It is. And today is National Guacamole Day today.
Oh, boy.
Funny that we just said that. All right, go back to
she's
Deb.
Saying, wow, yeah.
Yep.
So, remember, follow your heart. Keep manifesting. Keep saying, like, to these individuals that are representative of Vogue, you want me, you need me, you're going to contact me. And make it like a meteor fly, you know, coming, like burning it through space, and it's just going to smack them right in the head.
Is that a meteor or is that a meteorite?
It could be either or, yeah.
I'm just being an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
All right.
Because the show is wrapping up big time.
But
just to let you know.
Your future is magical.
And she said thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your reading's not over. No,
yeah,
no,
we're
going to
give you a shizzle card.
Well, I think she thanked you because of the compliment you paid
for
her creativity.
Oh, yeah.
And how she worked with her heart and stuff like that. I think that's what she was thanking you for. Not for
you are going to come into your own. But it's going to have to take time. 12 to 18 months from now, if not sooner, all right?
I would imagine since she's in this business, she knows about patience and time probably pretty good,
I bet.
Yep, and she probably knows it's worth it. All right.
All right, give her a card.
Oh, that's right. It signs out.
Yeehaw!
All right. I don't know what this is going to say. Stop.
No.
It says stop.
I thought the second one.
I don't think.
No,
it's
go
that
ahead.
One.
Because that could pertain to her life.
Da.
You know, another
it says,
thing.
It
keep
says,
your ideas close to the chest, like you're in a card game, you know, so that others don't steal your ideas. Go ahead, Jimbo.
I'm a fish. I'm not talking. All right.
That resonates.
Well, it's up to her what it means.
All right.
Subject is, remember these shouting, she's been here the whole time. Stop talking. Shut your mouth and listen.
And I take that to mean follow all of the different trendsetters. You know what I mean. I remember watching like Sex in the City and how Carrie would often be on the, you know, the tip of the iceberg about fashion and stuff.
Or sometimes in your organization,
yeah,
you have people, you're the top dog and you have people around you. And you say, I want to do this. And you have people around you that maybe suggest stuff you might want to listen to.
I would say so too. The people I feel that you're going to work with next, coming up in the future, are going to be very mentor-like for you. Very much so.
Because if you are a really good business owner or a boss, and you hire the best people to be your subordinates, then you should give them the ear. Because otherwise you hired pieces of crap if you want to listen. You need to hire people that you want to listen to their suggestions. That's all.
Think also where it says stop talking. Don't freely share your ideas. You know, it's a dog world out there.
Yeah, there's that too. And the person that works with you and is your buddy working for you and you give them some ideas, they could go boom and go work for the competitor for a little bit.
Maybe you can
money.
Have them sign non-disclosure statements or something.
Yeah, a lot of times there is a lot of stealing of the employees.
Everyone, we're going to have to leave you now.
We got to go. When you got to go, you got to go.
Liz, don't be a stranger. Michelle, the rest of you that we spoke with tonight, we want to hear from you again. Keep coming tomorrow night. Oh, are you going to put it on? Everybody.
All right, that was our goodbye.
Love coming out.